Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody?
Everyone, a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Solomon said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. So we thank God today that we are back in the house of the Lord, and we give God the honor, we give him the glory, and we give him the praise that he so richly deserves. We thank God for keeping us from last week to this week. And we just continue to trust God that he will continue to sustain us, continue to be with us through all of our days. And so we just give him the praise this morning. I'm going to open up with a word of prayer this morning. I'm going to see if Reverend Lindsay will lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church, to everyone. Praise God this morning. Let us go to the throne of God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, O God, thanking you for another beautiful Sunday. Thanking you for Communion Sunday. This is the day, O God, that you have ordained and made for your people. And Father God, we will rejoice in this day because truly thou hast been mighty good unto us. So we thank you, Father. We bless you and we praise you. We say hallelujah to your name this morning. O God, we are so grateful to come back into your house of worship one more time. We are grateful, O God, that you saw fit, O God, that we would just serve you, O God, in spirit and in truth. And Father God, we ask before we do anything else, O God, that you would look on these hearts of ours, Father. And Father God, if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, anything that would separate us from your love and from your grace, Father God, from us having a closer fellowship with you today, we ask, Father, that you would just cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you would just wash us in your blood and sanctify by us in your word. And Father God, as your preach word go forth this morning, oh God, we pray that our hearts and our souls will be inspired. And Father God, that your name will be glorified. Father God, we thank you so much. And then, Father God, we thank you because of grace and mercy that touched us. Oh, God, in spite of what we feel like or look like or be like this morning, truly you were faithful. Oh, God, you stood on your promises and on your word, and we're grateful this morning that you are an unfailing God. You do the impossible every time we call on you, Jesus. So we thank you for just being that prayer answer, God. And Father God, I pray that you would look on Pastor Kayson this morning, that you would gird him up, Father God. Father God, that you would build him up where he's torn down, that you would be that strength that he need, oh Father God. Father God, not only I pray for him, but I pray for First Lady Kayson this morning. I pray for their family this morning, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church. I pray for each and every member, oh God. Father God, that through the preached word today, Father God, that souls will be encouraged, that someone will come to you, Father God, knowing that you are the only answer, knowing, Father God, that you heal, you save, and you deliver. And then, Father God, I pray, Father God, for those, Father God, that have tuned in through the airways, Facebook, whichever way they want to listen, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen the hearers, oh God. Father God, that your word will minister grace unto them, oh God. Father God, that you will bring peace to their soul and healing to them, oh God. Father God, that they will know that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. And then, Father God, we pray for those souls that don't know you today, Father, that through the preached word, Lord Jesus, that you will draw them nigh unto your cross. Because you have told us, if I be lifted up, then you would draw all men unto you. So we pray this morning, Father, through the preached word, hallelujah, Jesus, that they will be drawn. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the shed blood. We thank you for being our sacrifice. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because it's through your blood, Lord Jesus, that we are healed, delivered, and we are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. So we thank you this morning, Father. And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to strengthen your church. Continue to give us that Holy Ghost boldness as we go forth, oh God. And Father God, we love you. We bless you and we praise you. We give you all the glory because you deserve it and nobody but you. And we pray, Father, that you look on our sick people today. Oh God, those that are sick in body, those that are sick in mind, those that are just sick in spirit. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will heal the wounded heart, that you will bind up every broken soul, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, without a shadow of doubt, Father, will keep them near to your cross, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless you and we praise you today. We give you glory today because of who you are and what you continue to be. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And your greatly, hallelujah, Jesus, your greatness is unsearchable. So we love you, Father. We bless you and we praise you today. And we give you all the glory because nobody deserves it but you. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you haven't dealt with us according to our sins. And
hallelujah.
Our sins. But you've given us grace one more day. Hallelujah to your name this morning. We are so grateful. We're grateful for you and everything that you have done. And we pray, Father, that you will forever keep us humble. Forever keep us walking in your will and your purpose, seeking your cross, and we forever bless your name and give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you so rightly deserve it. And we thank you for these and all blessings in your darling son Jesus' name. I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. Amen, amen, and amen.
And amen, and amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. We thank God. Amen. And he is a prayer answering God. Amen. And nobody, amen, can do us like the Lord. Amen. We're just grateful to God for just keeping us. I know we've gone through a tough spell, tough time with the virus and not being able to get together. But we thank God. Amen. God's grace and his mercy has kept us. And God's grace and his mercy has brought us through. And that's to him we want to sing this morning. We want to go to
our hymnal, amen, and we want to sing number 135. 135 is entitled Amazing Grace. And as you dare to sing this song, just remember, amen, what God has done for you, what God has been to you down through the years, how he has kept you, how he's continued to make a way for you, and that it truly is God's amazing grace that keeps us. And so the songwriter says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And as we sing these verses, amen, let us remember, amen, that it was by God's grace that all of us are still here, that we're still able to get on the line, that we're still able to get up and put one foot in front of the other. We're still clothed in our right mind, and we're still able to do the things, amen, for ourselves. We're still able, amen, to be able to participate in worship. And so we say to God be the glory for the great things that he has done and for his amazing grace. Amen. Let us sing to the glory of God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
We first begin.
God, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Give the Lord a hand clap for his amazing grace. If you was once lost, but now you're found, let's give God a hand clap for his amazing grace. The songwriter says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. If God's amazing grace is still sweet for you today, a sweet sound for you today, we need to give God some amazing grace praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I don't know where we would be, but we thank God, amen, for his amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Oh, some of y'all been saved all your life, but I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. We thank God, amen, for his amazing grace. His amazing, his amazing, his amazing grace. Amen. Truly, God has blessed us, amen, with his amazing grace. In other words, God has given us the ability to make it through. God has given us the ability to stand up under difficult circumstances. God's grace has allowed us to endure. God's grace has allowed us to make it from one day to the next day. God's grace has allowed us, amen, to do endure the pain, to endure the strain, and to endure the trials and the tribulations of this life. God's amazing grace. There was a writer of the Bible by the name of Paul, and he asked the Lord to be able to remove a thorn in his side 3 times, but God's response to him was that I'm going to give you some grace, amen, to be able to make it through. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, amen, where you ask the Lord for this, you know, ask the Lord for this, but God said that my grace is sufficient for you, and sure enough, amen, God's grace bought you through. And so we thank God today for his amazing, amazing grace. Amen. We thank God. Amen, that he is the only one that we can sing that song to. Amen. God has given us grace down through the years, and God has continued to make a way for us. And so we give him praise. We give him honor. We give him the glory this morning. Amen. We're going to go to our worshipers. Amen. And we are going to go to our first worshiper, last 4 digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Father God Church. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Yes, Lord. Pastor, lady, Pastor, wrong with your phone. No. Okay. So I'm getting something wrong with the phone. It must be on our side.
Yeah, it must be your phone.
They called our number.
But however, I thank God for another day. I thank you, Pastor and First Lady, Heart of God Church, for my cards. I just thank God for what he's doing in my life at this time. Amazing grace, as it says. We haven't always been to this point of where we are today in our life and with God. But I thank God that I have been saved, and I'm a believer, and I'm a true believer, and I will be there until the day I die. So to God be the glory for another day. You all continue to pray for me, and I will keep you all lifted up in prayer. Let's pray for the world and the peoples of our world. because we are living in crucial times, but we have to still lean and depend on God because he will answer our prayers. So happy Sunday to all of you, and happy Communion Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor and First Lady in Heart of God Baptist Church. I thank God that he has allowed me to see another day. I thank God that he has blessed my family. He has brought us through our trials and tribulations that we're going through right now, but we know he has the answer. He has the power to keep us going, to keep us and delivering us from any harm and danger, healing our bodies, healing our finances, healing our home, healing Amen. Our relationship with our family. And I keep, Pastor, I keep hearing from your brothers. It gives me a flashback when we used to see after you all. Now you all see it
Amen.
After us. What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a glorious day to be able to see generations. God's word says to us, generation to generation, you see the glory of God in your children, in your children's children. It's a blessing, and I thank God for it. He has brought us a mighty, mighty, mighty long way, and he has allowed us to live to see it for ourselves, to know that he is for real. God is for real in our souls, in our lives, and he is so powerful. He has his way of doing things, and he does
yes,
it in
he
a
does.
Way to allow us to know that it's he that's doing it and not us. Thank you all for your prayers. You all be blessed and enjoy the blessings that he has lined up for you in the future. God bless you all. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for testimony this morning. Go to our next worshiper. That's 4 digits, 7351, 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson, and good morning, First Lady and Heart of God family. I just want to say it is a blessing to be here today, and this is the day that the Lord has allowed us to wake up this morning, and we shall rejoice in it. And I am so happy that he allowed me to wake up and in my sound mind and with my eyesight, oh Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. I had a challenge this week, but God let me know that he is still on the throne. One of my best girlfriends had gone home. The Lord said, it's time for you to come. And she went in her sleep. So what a way to go. What a way to go.
Yeah.
And I just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the report on my eye is doing good. I'm coming along fine.
Amen.
So God
Amen.
Is good. God is good. So just hug him, love him, thank him, praise him, honor him. Whatever you do to him, just say, thank you, Jesus. To God be all the glory. To God, have a blessed week, everybody. Bye.
Amen. Mm. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this day. I don't know why it always, the devil picks a Thursday, but he always do a thing for us this morning. And we say thank you, Father, for allowing us this morning to stand up on our feet, open our eyes this morning. I got up Thursday and fed my wife and everything and went to a doctor to be work for my feet and got to the doctor's office and fell down and bust my eye open. And I had to go to the clinic doctor, see if I need stitches and anything. But it's always on a Thursday something happens to us. The devil never leave us, but on a Thursday he finds a way to get us. And it's just hard, and it's just so pleasant that we take him next morning, and Sunday morning he touches our eyes and put a bandage over our eye and open our eyes up and put our feet on our floor and put on saying, get to skip him. It's time to go. And I'm so thankful he gave me some second chance to stay on the right track, and it could have been worse. that Thursday could have been bust my whole head and everything, but it came out right. God had a hand on it, and let me get here this Sunday to say another word. I'm thankful for this and blessed it this day. And we may see you further and go on to be fighting him every Thursday he come to the dime. We said, thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us in your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Amen. Good morning. What's our First Lady? Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to hear everyone's voice. Good to hear everyone's testimony to let us know that you are still here and that you are still standing on the promises of God. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I am just glad that Heart of God is still together. We're still loving on each other. We're still taking care of each other. And we know that God has given us the spirit to keep on keeping on. And everyone, I just want you to have a blessed week. I love you. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses until we speak next week. Everyone have a blessed week. Love you all.
And thank you, First Lady. We're going to our next worshiper. And 741. Good morning.
Good morning, praise God. Good morning again, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady Kason and the Heart of God Baptist Church. I praise God this morning. Truly, it is his amazing grace that has brought me through. And truly, God is still in the prayer answering business. He's still doing the impossible. And if it wasn't for God's grace, I wouldn't be able to sit here this morning and call on his holy and righteous name. So I'm truly grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my son and daughter-in-law and be able to see my two grandsons on Friday. Yeah. I was grateful for that, to see my family again. And so I just thank God for his many blessings. Thank God for another communion Sunday. Thank God that he has brought us closer and closer together. And praise God that we are not today where we were last year this time. That's what I thank God for. Because truly God is answering our prayers. Sometimes it seems like we're going in circles. Sometimes it seems like the world is getting worse instead of getting better. But one thing we can take to the bank. God says in his word that he changes not. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's going to be the same forever. And so we can lean and depend on him and his holy and righteous name. And so I thank God that he is God, and he's God all by himself. And the songwriter David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, and I showed before him my trouble. And he said in the third verse, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have thou privily laid a snare for me. So God is always with us. He is 24 our protector. He is with us. He never sleeps. He never slumber. He knows everything about us. And if we just continue to keep our trust and our faith in him, he will continue to answer every prayer. He will continue to guide our feet, and he will protect us from our enemy. So we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise today, for he is an all-powerful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. This morning, we're going to go to our next worshiper. Last word is 0025. Good morning. 0025.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Truly, I thank God this morning for his amazing grace. I thank him for allowing me to be in my right mind this morning with the use and the activities of my limbs. Thank God for family. I thank God for just giving me the strength and the stamina to be able to just hold on to his unchanging hand. I thank God for his goodness and his love and his faithfulness. And I also thank God for the fellowship this morning. Thank God for those that are listening in by whatever mode of communication they're listening in by. I thank God for his perfect timing. For truly, God's timing and our timing is not the same. His ways and our ways are not the same. His thoughts and our thoughts are not the same. So I thank God for his perfect timing. I'm standing on the promises of God because his amazing grace, it has kept me down through the years. And so through the years, the Lord has been good to me. And he is still God, and he is still in control. So everyone have a blessed day and continue to stand on the promises of God. God bless you.
Amen. I guess you're on the line. Devin, can you lead us in prayer? Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace this morning. We invoke the presence of your Holy Spirit in this worship service on this morning, and we thank you for being the creator and the sustainer of life. Father, we thank you for the new mercies of today, for morning by morning, new mercies we see, and all that we have need of, God, your hand have provided, and we are so grateful. Thank you for your love and your protection. We get weary sometimes, God, on this journey that's called life. But your word assures us that when we wait on you, you will renew our strength, that you will allow us to mount up with wings as eagles, and that you said that we will run and we will not get weary, and that we will walk and we will not faint. And God, your word also assures us that you give us power, you give power to the faint, and to him that have no might or no strength, God, that you increase their strength, Father. And so, Father, we are so grateful this morning, Father God. Thank you for your endless source of strength. And, Father, we love you. We adore you. We magnify your name and we glorify your name because you're worthy of all the praises. And, God, we know that you are a prayer-answering God. So we are come this morning seeking your wisdom and your direction. Your word tells us that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, that we can obtain mercy, where we can find grace to help in the time of need. And so, God, we should be a nation of people that honors you, Father God. But, God, we have gone astray, God, and we have fallen short. And so, Father, forgive us as a nation. Forgive us as individuals. Forgive us as your people for the sins, God, that we have committed against thee. Help us to refocus and to do what is right, God. Yeah. Oh, God, we come this morning praying for this nation. We come this morning praying for the leaders of this nation. We come this morning praying for all churches and pastors, including Heart of God Baptist Church, God. We come praying for all servant leaders this morning, Father, and all families that are near and far. And, God, we pray for all bereaved families this morning, Father God. Strengthen and encourage their hearts. And, Father God, we lift up all caregivers in all of our communities today, Father, where crime, oh, God, is just ravaging, oh, God, our neighborhoods, Father God. And so, Father, we lift up all communities on this morning. We lift up those that are in hospitals and nursing homes, Father God. And we pray, yeah. Father God, this morning continually for Sister Griffin, for Sister Stevens, for Trustee Violet Randolph, for Deacon Anita Bright, for Mother and Pop Richardson this morning, Father, for all of our senior citizens today, Father God, for those, oh God, who are still dealing with COVID, oh God, this COVID vaccine virus and, oh, God, the new variant that is out, Father. Oh, God, those that are dealing with physical and mental, emotional and financial and spiritual challenges in their lives, Father. Oh, God, we lift up all of our grandchildren and all of our youth this morning. And, God, all of our servant leaders this morning, Father God. And, God, we lift up our pastor to you this morning, Pastor Kason, Father. Continue to gird him up on every leaning side, God, and prop him up where he's weak, Build him up, God, the way he feels he's torn down, and strengthen him in every area of his life that he needs to be strengthened in. And so, Father, we also lift up our First Lady today, Father. Continue to be her pillar of strength, Father God. Continue to bless her going out and her coming in, Father God. Keep their family close and tight-knit, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, for those that are listening by Facebook or Internet or those listening by phone on today or whatever means of communication, that they might be listening to this service by this morning, Father. And, Father, we thank you because we have come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you, Father God. You told us in your word that you would be with us and that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And, God, we know that you are true to your word, God. And so we thank you for your word on today, God, because your word is truth, power, and strength. And we thank you for your anointing because your anointing destroys every yoke and it makes the difference, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for being an amazing and awesome and a great God. And we praise your name and we bless your name on this day, Father. For this is the day that you have made, and we will and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for inclining your ears and your eyes unto us today, Father God, unto our prayers, Father God. And we bless your name and we praise your name. And we ask all of these things in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that servant prayer. Truly, God has blessed us, continue to keep us, continue to make a way for us. And for that, we are grateful. We are ready to go to the Lord and we're getting ready to see his word that he has given us today. Thank God on yesterday we were able to come together with a praise team, and they were able to get some practice in, and praise God that they were so excited, sanctuary, and to be able to praise God and fellowship. Say to God be the glory. Let everyone know that this morning we are in the sanctuary, amen, broadcasting in the sanctuary, and on Community Sunday, and thank God for allowing the technology to hold up. I know a little bit of technical difficulty on last week, but Lord made a way for us, and the technical difficulties we had on today, God continues to make a way. So we're looking forward to the first Sunday in August, amen, that we will be able to get back together. Those who desire to come out to the sanctuary, we invite you to come out to the sanctuary, amen. We're going to, amen, have service Sunday with Thanksgiving and praise at 10:30. I'm sorry, at 10 o'clock. Thanksgiving and praise at 10 o'clock. And then we're going to have our worship service at 10:30. Amen. And the following week, then we'll see if we can have our church school starting at 9 o'clock. So we're excited about the steps that God has allowed us to go through, taking step by step, getting things in order. So it's a great, amen, feeling to be able to worship in person. It's awesome to worship virtually. The excitement was unexplainable when the praise team was here and they were singing God's praise. They were so excited they could barely contain themselves. And we were excited too. And the songs, music, and the fellowship was awesome. So desire on next Sunday is 10 o'clock, you can come and worship with us in person, but we'll still have our virtual service just like today. Just like today, you'll be able to participate in either way, in person, on Facebook, on the phone, over the Internet. You'll have those options, amen. And so we don't want anyone to feel left out, amen. But God has blessed us, amen. It's been over a year, going on a year and a half, amen, since we've been able to get together and fellowship in person. So we're excited about that. Continue to pray, amen,
that God would continue to bless us, amen, that we'll be able to minister all these forms, amen, all these ways that he has made a way for us to worship and fellowship together and get ready on the third Sunday, amen, to have a church fellowship, amen. We're going to try to get together and throw some things on the grill after service, and want to just have some fellowship in the parking lot, just to give God the praise, amen, and just again, starting our fellowship on third Sundays, amen. We can get together and love on each other, and one of the praise team members, they were laughing, amen, about the air hugs and the kisses that the First Lady gives, amen. So they're looking forward to being able to see her in person. She can, amen, give them hugs and kisses, amen, in person. So we thank God for our First Lady with all her air hugs and her kisses and all of you all, your phone calls, your prayers, and everything that you have done over this last year and a half. I know it's been a challenging year, but God has seen us through, amen, and so we're excited about that. And we give God all honor, all glory, and all praise that he so richly deserves. Amen? Amen. So let us go to the Word of God. The Word of God comes to us, amen, from the New Testament book of Romans. New Testament book of Romans and the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 1. The New Testament book of Romans, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 1. I'll be reading the King James Version this morning, and we'll begin Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope, glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work with patience, and patience experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. The eighth verse says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And verse 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. For a few moments this morning, we want to speak from those first two words in verse 8, but God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we thank you, God, for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Romans was believed to be written by the Apostle Paul. Paul was one who was converted on the road, Damascus Road. Amen. He was on a street called Straight, amen, and in his early life, he was taught in the ways of the law, and when the gospel came, amen, he was considered the chiefest a persecutor of the church. And he had a zeal to go after the church of God that had been anointed and delivered through the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And as he was going through persecuting the church, God's grace and God's mercy reached out to him, took him off his course on the street called Straight on the Way to Damascus, and asked him, "Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me?" And as he fell to the ground and could not see anything, and he heard a voice, he said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" In other words, he had an encounter with a holy God that looked past his faults and saw his need. And Paul became one of the greatest writers of the New Testament, amen, that is known today. And so Paul had a but God experience because he realized, amen, the errors of his way. He realized, amen, that he was persecuting God, amen, Son and the Holy Spirit, amen, because, amen, of what he did not understand about God and God's plan for salvation and the misinformation that he was being taught and the misinformation that was leading him, amen, to persecute the church. But thank God today, amen, that God is a forgiving God, that God is a loving God, that God, as we see in this particular chapter, will look past our fault and see our need, that God will reach out to us, amen, when the record says that we were enemies, amen, of God, amen. And can you imagine, amen, living your whole life, amen, thinking that you are doing something godly, amen, but in actuality, you are enemy of God. And in that verse 10 of this fifth chapter, he says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." In other words, what Paul was explaining to the church at Rome, he was explaining to them, amen, that this thing that God does, amen, is beyond our finding out, beyond our understanding. This is a thing that God does, amen, that will reach out to those that are his enemies, that will reach out to those that are distant and far away from God, and let them know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The God that we serve turned this person, Paul, around. He put his Holy Spirit in him. And when the Holy Spirit came in, the same zeal that he had, amen, for persecuting the church, the same zeal that he had for working for, amen, the enemy, he turned it around and worked for God. In other words, the Holy Spirit that God gave him the ability, amen, to have an understanding of God and who God was and who God's Son was, and to be able, amen, to turn away from the wicked ways, turn away from the things of the world, and begin, amen, to follow God and God only. If you look at the word of God, in verse 5, he says, "And the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." And in other words, once we have realized the errors of our ways, when we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, God allows the Holy Spirit to come in and do something to our heart. That heart used to be a liar. That heart used to be a deceiver. That heart used to be a backbiter. That heart used to be cold and calculus. That heart used to think about only, amen, yourself. God has given the Holy Spirit, and he sheds that Holy Spirit, that hope of God in your heart, that we become a new creature. The record says that we have become new creatures, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, because God, amen, in his infinite wisdom, amen, chose us, amen, in spite of us and our condition and position. And so you say, well, Pastor, why do we need to understand about the Holy Ghost? And why do we need to understand about us being enemies of God? And why do we need to understand, amen, that Paul was a sinner saved by God's grace? And why do we need to understand this word that's in here about Christ and the comparison in verses 12 through 21? When you get a chance, read that for yourself, about the comparison between Adam and Christ. Because, my brothers and sisters, all of us have sinned. And in this book of Romans, Romans 3:23, the record declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in other words, all of us, amen, have a sin nature. And all of us, amen, have the ability to act ungodly. All of us have the ability, amen, to do things that are not pleasing in the sight of God. And all of us have the ability to be the enemies of God. All of us have the ability to act ugly and ungodly toward one another. All of us have the ability, amen, to do things that are not pleasing in the sight of God. And so it's important for us, amen, to be able to understand and recognize that God is the only one, amen, that can turn our situation around. God is the only one that can change our heart through the Holy Spirit. God is the only one that can forgive us of our sin by shedding of his blood and the giving of his life. God is the only one, amen, that can turn our situation around. So once you have realized that, amen, you too will be like the Apostle Paul. When you realize, amen, the errors of your way, when we realize, amen, that we were lost on our way to a burning hell, when we realize, amen, that we took on that same sin nature, amen, that Adam had, amen. The record says that all of us have sinned and may not have been after the sin of Moses and Abraham, amen, but all of us have a variant, amen, of that sin, amen, amen. And it's like this variant, amen, that is cropped up from this coronavirus. It mutates and it does one thing over here and does one thing over there, but it all goes back, amen, to the COVID-19. And this is what the sin of the world is. The sin of the world is different everywhere for every individual, but it all relates back to sin. It all relates back to Adam in the garden. It all relates back to when they were deceived, when they disobeyed God's command. It's a variant, amen, from Adam to Abraham to Moses to you and to me. It all relates back to sin. And so God says that he wants you to understand, amen, that you might have sinned one way and somebody else might have sinned another way, but my blood, come on now, is able to cleanse, amen, the sin-sick soul. My blood, amen, is able to cover a multitude of sin. And that verse 11 says that he's able to atone for the wrongs that we made. He's able to atone for the things that we've done wrong in this body. He's able to deal with Abraham's sin. He's able to deal with Adam's sin. He's able to deal with Moses' sin. He's able to deal with Kayson's sin. He's able to deal with the sins of this world. He's able to deal with it because of his life, because of his death, because of his resurrection, because of his shedding of his blood. He's able to take the things, amen, that were done in our body that was before we recognized him as Lord and Savior of our lives, before we got knocked off our horse on our street called straight, before we were able, amen, to realize the errors of our way, when we thought we was it and we weren't it, when we thought we was all that and we weren't all that, when we thought we was big and bad and did everything that we was big and bad enough to do, when we were the enemies of God and act like we was always saved, when we were the enemies of God and treated each other any old kind of way, when we cussed and fussed and gossiped and lied and cheated and stealed and fornicated and all those things that God says are ungodly, God looked past our fault and saw our need. So we thank God, amen, for the but God. And if you ever studied the human language, God Almighty, the word but is a conjunction. And the conjunction ties the first part and the second part of the sentence together. In other words, the first part of the sentence is not complete until the second part, amen, comes through fruition. In other words, what Paul is saying in this word of God is that there was a time, amen, in the life of the Christian, amen, where he was far away from God, that he didn't know God, that verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. There was a time in our lives, good God Almighty, where we didn't know, amen, anything about God. There was a time in our life where we were walking around, amen, on our way to a burning hell. But God said, I love these folks so much. Somebody say, glory to God. God said, I love these folks so much. Somebody need to say, thank you, God. God said, I love these folks so much. Come on, somebody ought to give him the praise. God said, I loved you so much. Somebody get a hand clap of praise and get happy that God loved you so much, because sometimes our love gets funny. If you don't treat me right, I'm not going to love you. If you don't do for me, I'm not going to love you. Sometimes our love gets funny, but God so loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Aren't you glad today when we were down and out, when we were in the gutter, when we were doing things that were ungodly, when we didn't have Jesus as our Savior? God said, I love you so much, I care for you so much, that I'm going to die and I'm going to pay a price that you can't die for and you can't pay. And so we like that word, but God. And he goes on to finish that thing. And he says, God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Come on, look at somebody and say, Christ died for us. Look at somebody and tell them, Christ died for us. Come on, make it personal and say, Christ died for me. Come on now, somebody look at him and say, yeah, he died for me. And the thing that I like about it, that the reason that he died, amen, he died that I may live. Have I got a witness? Look at somebody and say, he died for us that we may live. Look at somebody and say, he died for us that we wouldn't have to pay a price that we could not pay. He died for us so we wouldn't have to be separated from God throughout eternity. He died for us. And so because you have this now, because you have this understanding, we have this understanding now, because we understand about the but God that can do anything, we have this ability because of our faith and our hope in the Holy Ghost to be able to make it through difficult situations. I'm going to say that again. Because of God's love, because of his dying, amen, being resurrected, we have this hope and we have the Holy Ghost and we have faith, amen, that we can be able to survive, amen, the difficult days, the difficult times that we face. In other words, we have God on our side, and if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And so what do you mean, brother? What are you talking about? What I'm talking about is God never promised, amen, that the road would be easy, but he promised that he would be there with us. And all of you can attest to that, amen, today, that over the last year and a half, the road has not been easy.
There's been some difficult days in your life. There's been some struggles. There's been some tears that have ran down your face. There have been some heartaches. There's been some sleepless nights. Some of you have gone through pain, and some of you have gone through suffering. Some of you have gone through every situation imaginable to man. And yet, amen, you're standing here today because, amen, your faith in your relationship with God through the power of the Holy Spirit, that come hell, come high water, what come what may, you're still able to stand. You're still able to give God the glory because the story did not end, amen, prior to the bud. The trials, the tribulation, the situation, the circumstances, all these things that came down on you, you're still standing today because in spite of it, God, amen, delivered us, amen, through it all. And so as I get ready to go to my seat, I want you to look at verses 3 and 4. And in verses 3 and 4, it lets us know what we have obtained because of our going through. And I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that because of what God went through, because of what his son went through, we have the ability to go through also. Look at somebody say, you're going through, but you're going through with God. Come on now. Look at somebody else and say, you're going through, but you're going through with God. And because you're going through with God, you're going to make it. Tell somebody, because you're going through with God, we're going to make it. Say, you're going through, but you're going through with God, amen. And so we're going to make it. That's where that but God comes in. See, all of us are going through some things. All of us have some challenges in our lives. But because of the Holy Ghost that is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, we have hope and the ability in our faith to be able to trust God that we're going to be able to make it through every situation and every circumstance. Look at verse 30, verses 3 and 4. In verses 3 and 4, he says, amen, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation, God's trying to treat us, teach us something, Lord have mercy. But we don't want to learn because we don't want to go through no tribulation, but God is trying to teach us something. He says in verse 3, but we glory in tribulations, amen, also knowing that tribulations worketh what? Patience. Lord have mercy. We are some impatient folk. We want some right now blessings, amen. And we don't want to go through any trial or tribulation. But God says, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you the grace. And because of your faith in the Holy Ghost, you can lean and depend on my grace, amen, to make it through these tribulations, amen. And these tribulations will give you some patience. Come on now. See, patience, amen, is something, amen, that comes, amen, from going through some tribulations. Patience, amen, is something that goes cause when you're going through some hard knocks. It gives you the ability to sit back and observe the situation and be able to wait for God to come through, to be able to wait for God to turn the situation around. It causes us to have the ability, amen, to be able to say, I can't handle this, but I know the one God that can. And it gives you the ability to wait on the but God to turn the situation around. And not only does the tribulation, amen, give you patience. What happens is patience, amen, gives you experience. Amen. In other words, you can begin to have experience through your tribulation and your trial. And my brothers and sisters, as we went through this pandemic, over the last year and a half, the tribulations that we've gone through has allowed us to be able, come on now, to get to a situation, amen, where we can trust God and be patient. Have I got a witness today? I've seen some things go on in this last year and a half that folk would have flew off the handle, folk would have made some gestures pastors and folks would have made some faces, but the Holy Ghost and the hope that you have in God, the Holy Ghost and the faith that you have in God allowed you to go through the tribulation. And what the tribulation taught you was that you need to pay patient and wait on God. Have I got a witness today? God closed up the world and said, I need you to recognize the errors of your way. I need you to step back and be patient and turn from your wicked ways. I need you to go to your prayer closet and pray unto me. I need you to come to the altar and leave your burdens there. And then, because of your trial and your tribulation, I need you to be patient. I need you to turn to me. I need you to look to me, because I'm the one that gives you all you need. And in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, in spite of the tribulation, God said you need to wait on me. The record says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Have you been to the experience this year and last year where you waited on the Lord? Some of you got a testimony today that God brought you through, that God made a way for you, that it was God. Said you waited on the Lord all night long. You prayed to the Lord all night long. You gave him thanks all night long. And at midnight, some of you had a breakthrough. Some of you said at midnight, God came through. Said it might have been a rough day. It might have been a rough night. It might have been a rough year. But God, I said, but God brought you through, but God made a way for you, but God turned your situation around, but God is the one that's keeping you, but God is the one that delivered you, but God is the one that made a way for you. Somebody said he put food on my table. Somebody said he put a shelter over my head. Somebody said he gave me a place to lay down. Somebody said he put shoes on my feet. Somebody said he turned it, 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 he turned it around. Because my faith in his grace, my faith has been strengthened by the tribulation, and I have hope that if I go through again, I got experience with God. I got experience with God, and I got the patience now to wait on him. Somebody said what the enemy meant for my bad. Come on, somebody said what the enemy meant for my bad. God worked it out, but God worked it out, but God worked it out for my good. Because of my faith in his grace and his strength that he's given me through my trials and my tribulation, because of the hope that's shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And I'm leaning and I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. And through it all, I've experienced and got some gain in patience. And it's all because of my experience that God is the one that will bring me out and will bring you out. But you got to know him as but God. Look at that situation. Go back through your history. Go back through your experience. Go back to your faith that you leaned and depended on. Go back to where the Holy Spirit held you all night long. And in the midnight and in the morning, the joy came. The good news that came from the doctor. The good news that came from your family. The good news that came in the mail. The good news that came through an answered prayer. These are the experiences that we're leaning and depending on, church. These are the experiences where God showed himself mighty in the most trial, in the most treacherous situation and tribulation. Now we have that experience with God. Been through a lot, church. Been through some tough times, been through some struggles, been through some disappointments, been through some hurt feelings, been through some sickness, been through some death, been through some mourning. But God, still gives you hope, still gives you grace, still gives you strength in the midst of the trial and the tribulation to be able to see God working it out for your good. So now that you have the tribulation and now that you have the patience and now that you have the experience, you can look to God and you can thank him for what he's done in your life. You can thank him for where he's brought you in your life, and you can thank him for how he's continuing to work it out. But you got to know him as but God. See, man? You got to know him as but God. In other words, the first part of the situation or the first part of the sentence is not the end. That's what the enemy wants to get you. He wants to get you that the first part of that sentence, that's the end, that's it. You're in trouble and you're going down. Amen? But God, amen, that conjunction, that it ties it together. God said that he would love you, that God said he would save you, and that God said that he would atone for you. And that's what Satan wants to try to deceive you. He says you're a sinner. You're not worthy to be saved. You need to go to a burning hell like me. But God, amen, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That last verse of this sermon, verse 11, he says, whom we have now received the atonement. In other words, God paid the price that separated us from God, that separated from us through the shed blood, the death, burial, and resurrection of his son. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Does not stop there. In Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God brings along Romans 6:23. It says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's not how the story ends in the first part. The story ends through our faith. We're saved by grace and faith in his son, Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, we want you to be thankful today for how God has brought us this last year and a half, how he's blessed us even though we went through tribulations, where we learned patience, where we've experienced and gotten closer to God. And, amen, we have gotten stronger in our faith. Amen? So don't look at it and don't see it as something, amen, that was not, amen, something that made you stronger. But it made you stronger. It made your relationship with God, made our relationship stronger with God because of the but God. Amen. We're still standing and we're still here. Amen? Amen. God bless you today. Go through and read that entire chapter if you get a chance and to see where God has made provision for us. And it's a free gift. It's a gift of God that we can't pay for. It's his grace because he loved us. Amen. When you have that experience with God, it'll change your whole life. The Holy Spirit will come in and minister to you. Even in your most difficult days, you'll have enough faith and enough grace to say, yeah, it's rough right now. Amen. Yeah, the sun is not shining. It's some storms right now. But God won't have the last say so. And but God is going to make a way for me and mine. Amen. God bless you today. Heaven ever smile upon you. Thank God for this word of encouragement to all of our souls. Amen. And encouragement. Amen. That God has not forgot about you. God has not forgot about us. And that he will, amen, in his time, amen, turn it around, amen. And we'll be able to give him honor. We'll be able to give him glory as Apostle Paul, amen, found out, amen. Even when he was persecuting the church, amen, God loved him. God gave him his grace and his mercy, turned the situation around, became a great soldier for the Lord because of his relationship, his restored position and renewed relationship with God. Amen. That's where all of us should be. That it was tough. It was rough. Amen. But God brought us through. But God, look at somebody say, but God brought us through. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. If you know him as but God, amen. And he's the one that is your way maker and the one that brought you through. We give him praise today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Heaven continue to smile upon you. Brought us to this, amen, fourth Sunday in the month of July, where we observe our communion Sunday. Thank God, amen, that God left on record for us to observe this communion, that we would not forget, amen, of his sacrifice. And it's easy to get distracted by the things of the world, easy to get distracted by the trials and tribulations. Things go on, you hear things on the news, your neighbors, your coworkers, church members, family, all the needs and all the things of the world. But God says, I want you to do this in remembrance of me. And when we do this in remembrance of him, what it does is it puts all those things on the sideline. It gives us a chance to say, yeah, we're still going through some things, but God is already, you see the thing keeps carrying on, but God has already made a way and he's already worked it out. So this is why we do this. And as often as you do it, he said, do it in remembrance of him. So we can realize that God has already worked it out. He paid the price. He has atoned for us. He has restored our relationship back with him. So that is something to celebrate. That's something to remember. That's something that gives us hope, amen, that we can make it through any season, any storm that may come in our life. Amen. So the night that Jesus was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples, and they observed the Passover. And he instituted what we call the Lord's Supper. And he took bread and blessed it and took the cup of the fruit of the vine and he presented it to them. So as we look at this bread and as we look at this cup of the fruit of the vine, let us ask God's blessing on these two elements. The bread that symbolizes his body, the blood, the cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes his blood that was shed for the remission of sin. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come once again to preserve what you have left on record for us to do. So, Father, we pray that you would bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. Also, God, bless this cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin of men. So my brothers and sisters, after he sat down with his disciples, took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. And after they had supped, the record says he took the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, this is my blood, shed for the remission of sin, blood of the new covenant made in his blood. Drink all of it in remembrance of him. Let us drink together. Amen. The record did not say that they gave a benediction. They went out into the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. As we sang our hymn this morning, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. All because God looked past our fault. All I need. Thank God that the story didn't end up at our fault. God, amen. Looked past our fault. But God bless you. Have an ever smile upon you. Look forward, amen, seeing you on next Sunday, and may God keep you and bless you.